Proverbs 4, verse 18 and 19. Bible says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Lord, thank you so much for what we've heard. Thank you for these guys. Not just what they say, Lord, but how they're trying to back it up with how they live. And God, thank you for that. And I pray you would continue to do your work in each heart and each life. And I thank you, Lord, for the amazing changes you've made in some of these young men. And I pray you would continue to do that. And God, some of these guys that need to grow, that need to get a hold of this, Lord, I pray you would do that in their heart right now. And God, it has nothing to do with us. God, humans cannot do it, but you can. And I pray you would please do it and work in hearts. Make us more like you. Lord, help me. I need to be super fast, but I pray that this would make sense and be a help to someone today. Please, God, you have to do that. Thank you for all that you do. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, here Solomon is telling his son that there is a path that's available for us. And there's something, guys, that we can do and that we can live in a way that, guys, everything around us, it doesn't match up. It doesn't make sense. It's everyone, as was referred to today, everybody around us, for the most part, lives in a contrary way to how we do. That's okay, though. And I want to point out to you these verses, a few things about it. It's talking about the path of the just. It says it's as the shining light. Guys, there's a path that's still shining. Yeah. That path is still shining. I thank God, Brother Tut, that it didn't pass away. It didn't expire. It didn't run out years ago. That path is still available. Guys, I don't know what you're going through. You may be in a tough situation, or you may think you're, like Jaden was talking about, you may think you're in a tougher situation than you actually are. That was funny, by the way. All right. But listen, you think you're a thug when you're actually not. All right. But listen, guys, I don't care what you're going through. If it really is difficult or whatever, it may be confusing, may be hard, whatever. Can I tell you, there's still a path that's available, and you can walk on it, and you can live on it. And guys, you can live a life that God blesses. That's still available. That's still here in 2024. I know it's wicked. I know the politics make us mad. I know our world is getting flipped upside down day by day by day by day, and it makes us angry. But you know what, guys? There's still a path available. Yeah. And I want to preach this. Are you on it? Because, Brother Tut, we can give all the details about the path. You can know all the knowledge and have all the wisdom about it, but it really doesn't matter unless you are on it. Yeah. Are you on it? Are you on it? First of all, about this path. It's different. Man, is it different. It says at the beginning of verse 18, the path of the just is as the shining light. Guys, it stands out. It's not that it's boom, obvious, because a lot of people pass by it and a lot of people disregard it. But can I tell you, it's there. It's there. It's there. Listen, it's there when we give out tracts. It's there when we have church. It's there when we open our Bible. That path is there. And it stands out from everything else around us. Guys, you're not going to find this path in rap music. You're not going to find this path with pornography. You're not going to find this path on TikTok. You will find this path in the Word of God. You'll find this path in the church. You'll find this path with godly friends around you. You'll find this path following and seeking God for yourself. That's where the path is found. And it's so different than everything else around it. Guys, it's unique. It's like nothing else. And it's unlike its surroundings. Guys, it's not like the wickedness of this world. It's not like the selfishness. It's not like the pride. It's not like the lust. It's not like the wickedness of this world. It's completely different. You know why? Because it's from God and it's His truth. Yeah. And guys, I'm so glad it's still here for us, the unchanged state. The Bible talks about thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Guys, can I tell you, when life gets confusing, when life gets discouraging and depressing, the path is still there. The light is still there. Just keep following the light. You say, I don't know where it's going to lead. Just keep following the light. You say, some of my friends have forsaken me. Just keep following the light. Just stay on the path. Don't deter it. Don't get distracted. Don't say, I can make a lot more money off the path. I can date that girl off the path. I can have a good career off the path. No. It will not work. You stay on the path. Yeah. Are you on it? Are you on it? Right now, are you on it? Yeah. It's different, guys, than anything else. And it's of supreme importance that you walk on it. It's as the shining light. Isaiah 30, it says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, you don't need to look for the truth. It's right here. You don't need to look for salvation anywhere else. It's right here. Yeah. Guys, you can scour the internet. You can check out Amazon and Walmart and eBay and all the rest of them. You cannot find joy and satisfaction and peace. You know where you can find it? In God. Mm-hmm. On the path, following Him, it's different. Number two, there's development. Guys, not only is it a a shining light that stands out in this dark world, in this wicked world, but there's development. Look at verse 18. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more. It shines more and more. Guys, when you get on this path that's different, what does that mean? That means George stands out at work. That means Ethan stands out at work. That means you may show up to a Christian school, but stand out because you're trying to walk the path when everybody else isn't. The path is different. You just got to accept that. It's part of the territory. That's who we are. We're Christians. We stand out in this world. But guys, there's development on it. It says, as you walk on this path, it shines more and more. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. It's the light at the end of the tunnel, guys. There's development. What am I saying? This is what I'm saying. The more steps you take on the path, the brighter the light becomes for you. Guys, as these guys are talking about, the longer you get committed to this, the longer you stay in it, Selvin, the longer you stay faithful to this and you put your whole heart into it, more things do make sense. The more you do learn, the more wisdom God gives you, the more insight you get as you go along. Why? Because you know his word better. Why? Because you know him better. Why? Because you've experienced some of the trials. He's led you through some of the valleys of life and he's brought you out the other side so that next time you face a valley, you say, God brought me through the last one. He'll bring me through this one too.
Right.
Guys, there's development. Are you developing on that path? The longer you go on it, the more effort, the more study, the more seeking, the more striving that you put into it, the light will grow. Guys, what am I saying? I'm saying the harder you try at this, the more it'll make sense to you.
Yeah.
The more that you work at this, the more you try to give out those tracts, the more you try to read your Bible, the more you try to pray, the more pieces of the puzzle will start to fit in place and you'll say, oh, I get it now. As these guys just mentioned, does everybody know everything? No. Not even close. There's a lot of things that I read the Bible. I think, huh? I don't get it. But I work at it. And listen, the more pieces of the puzzle that God fills in, the brighter and brighter it becomes for me. The development. Do you have that? And guys, just to remind you, in Romans, it says, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You know what that's saying? We are closer to the end than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is not the time to slack up. This is not the time to quit. This is the time to go harder. Listen, our salvation is nearer than when we believe. You say, what is that talking about? Jesus, his coming is one day closer than we've ever been. Listen, we are closer to it than we've ever been in all of history. Stay at it. Stay at it. Are you on it? It's a different path. There's development on that path. Number three, I like this part. There's a destination on that path. Guys, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
We are going somewhere. Check out the end of the verse. It says it shines more and more unto what? Unto the perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that perfect day is? When Jesus comes back and he takes over.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, Brother Tut. No more wickedness. Guys, no more of this sodomite marriage. No more of this pornography. No more of this trans garbage that they're shoving down the throat of little kids and lying to them and teaching them that that's the truth. That stuff will be gone. That stuff will be out of the way. We won't struggle with sin anymore. That'll be the perfect day. That's going to happen one day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose sight of that. Don't get lost in the darkness now. Don't get so discouraged now. Guys, remember where we're going.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to heaven one day. Hey, Jesus will be king over all the earth one day. Hey, guys, holiness will rule the day. It'll dominate everything. Why? Because he has taken over. We're going somewhere. As Christians, sometimes we can get frustrated with the routine. We feel like we're going in circles. But let's help. We feel like we're busting our head in the wall and we're making no progress. And we're just like, what is this? Every day, wake up, read your Bible, pray, and then go to church three times a week and then visit. And these kids still don't come and blah, blah, blah. And we get discouraged. Can I remind you, we are going somewhere.
Right.
We are going somewhere. For me, if I'm on a trip, I do the maps and GPS, but Brother Tut, I don't always do the turn by turn, you know, all that stuff, because I don't like them women telling me what to do, all right, you know, turn left, be quiet, you know, not you, you know, but you know what I like? I like to see the whole, the big picture, where you're not getting the turn by turn, but it says, this is your end point, this is your starting point, and it shows your progress. Hey, guys. Take a step back and realize one day Jesus is coming back and he's taking over. Hey, and we're working towards that day. Don't lose sight of that.
Right.
We're getting closer and closer and closer. You say, I'm struggling right now. In the current situation, it's hard for me. But guys, can I remind you, the conclusion is sure. These things will happen. The perfect day will come. And you know when that perfect day comes? The light takes over. No more darkness, no more wickedness, and Christ will reign supreme. Guys, For those of you that don't know, Jesus will rule and reign from Jerusalem on this planet for 1,000 years. The Bible says that. Revelation 20 verses 4 and 6 are good references on that. He says that we shall reign with him for 1,000 years. There's a verse in Zechariah that I wrote down for you guys. And it's talking about Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord and his name one. You know what it's saying, guys? It's saying that day is coming and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And that will happen. And guys, Bible says one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Young man, don't get lost on your job. Don't get lost in your school. Don't get lost in your neighborhood. You say, what are you talking about? Don't get lost in the darkness. Don't get so discouraged and say, man, it just doesn't matter anymore if I live right. It just doesn't matter anymore if I go to church. It just, yes, it does matter. And don't let the devil lie to you and you let it sink in. Hey, we have a home in heaven that we're going to one day. We have a king that we will honor for all eternity. And he's not just a temporary king. He didn't just get voted in for 4 years or 8 years or a particular term. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's where we're going. That's who we will serve. And guys, your hard work is worth it. You giving out those tracts is worth it, even when they laugh at you and tear them up in front of your face. You reading your Bible is worth it. And guys, one day, holiness will rule the day. That will happen. You say, how will all that change from where we are now? A person's coming. His name is Jesus. And he'll have a powerful conquering, and the prevailing cannot be stopped. Hey guys, this world will throw everything in the kitchen sink at our Lord, but it ain't gonna work.
Right.
Remind yourself of those things. Hey guys, there's a path. There's a path. Are you on it? It's a different path. There's development on that path. The more, like that song we sing in church, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Why? Because I know him more. Because I can trust him more. Who preached about that? Because I can call upon him more. And I can do, I've grown closer to him. And I've seen that relationship get tighter and tighter. And I know where I'm going. That one day is coming. That destination is coming when the perfect day. Jaden, there'll be one day with no more weed, one day with no more drinking, one day with no more cussing, one day with no more rap music, no more wickedness, no more rebellion, no more people that turn away from God. The light will take over. Now, guys, now it's like we got this little light at the end of the tunnel, and boy, we are trying to stay focused on that, and we got our path that we're following, but everything around us is darkness, and it's suffocating, and it's hard to push through it, right? Can I tell you one day, as we day by day get closer, that light grows and grows and grows. One day, that light is busting out and it's taking over. One last thing. It's different. There's development. There's a destination we're going. Point number four. For those that do not follow the path, they are duped. They're lied to. They're tricked. Verse number 19. But the way the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. Hey, guys. For those that turn away from the Lord, for those that want to live in the darkness and not live in the light of God's word, guys, they're duped. They're lied to. Hey, guys, everything is unseen and unclear to them. Hey, guys, we've all done it, right? You get up in the middle of the night and you're trying to walk through the house without turning the light on. And probably everybody in the room could get a story. Yeah, man, I stepped on this thing, and I tripped over this thing, and I bumped into this thing, and I stepped on the cat, and and you're like, what's the problem? You don't have light. You're unsure. Your surroundings, everything is unclear. I know some of you think you're Batman with vision eyes, but no, you're not, all right? The cat would still be alive if you were, all right? Listen, the unseen obstacles, it's unclear to them. And can I remind you this? I'm winding it down. Can I remind you of this, guys? Listen, everything you see around you, the rappers, the people in your neighborhood that could care less about God and all that, think about this. What guarantee do they have that their lifestyle is going to work out? What guarantee? Think about that. We're done and out of here in just a moment. But what kind of guarantee do they have, George, that their drinking lifestyle is going to work out? That their porn lifestyle is going to work out? What guarantee do they have? You know what? I could preach a whole message on this, but you know what a lot of people think? Everybody else does it. You know what Matthew 7 says? Most everybody else in the world is going to hell.
Right.
There's a broad road that leads to destruction. What does the Bible say? Many there be that go in thereat. If you're following the crowd is going to hell.
Right.
And you know what other people say? Oh, I just do it because it feels good. You know what the Bible says? Your heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And it says, if you follow your heart, you're a fool. Yeah.
Right.
Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yeah.
Do you realize there's a devil that's trying to trick you? And he knows what appeals to your flesh. And if you're just following the crowd, what's popular, and if you're just following your passions, you're on the wrong path, young man. You're walking in the darkness. It's unsafe. It says the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Guys, it's unsafe. They stumble. When you stumble, what happens? You fall. You hurt yourself. You mess yourself up. Hey, guys, when you live in the darkness, that's what's going to happen to you. And you're unaware of something. Hey, guys, what does it say? I'm done with this. It says they're stumbling, and they don't even know what caused them to fall. How stupid is that, right? Hey, guys, guys live in selfishness and lust, and then they have, get this, 3 or 4 marriages. Yeah. And Belatut, if you were to ask him today, dude, if you could get them in a moment of honesty, how come you've had all these marriages and this one didn't work and this one didn't work? They're probably blaming her. Man, my first wife, blah, 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 blah. And my second, you know what the problem is? Selfishness in them. Yeah. Lust and pride in them. You know what? They fell, Ethan, and they don't even know why they fell. Guys that get drunk every weekend and their life is blown apart and their family is blown apart. But you know what they're going to do this weekend? Go right back to the parties. Yeah. They know not at what they stumble. They're unaware of something so obvious. The reason they don't understand it. Hey, guys, you know why? Because they're not living in the light. God, help us to live in the light. And you know, the devil's behind it all in the darkness. It says the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of them so they don't see the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, and it shouldn't shine unto them. You know who's in the darkness business? The devil. Yeah. You know who's in the blinding business? The devil. Hey, guys, my challenge to you is you hear the path preached to you every week. It's a different path. It's a developing path. There's a destination for this path. And if you're not on it, you're duped. But guys, you can hear it. You can know all the details. You can hear, 7 messages today? But my question remains. You can know all about it, but are you on it? That's the key. How do I do that, Brother Tom? Getting in God's Word, finding out what it says, and trying to live it in your life. A lot of these young guys, they're trying to get on that path, and they're trying to work hard on that path, and we are so proud of them. Can I challenge the rest of you, though? The path's still open. We want more to come.
Yeah, right.
It's not at capacity yet. It's not filled. And we say, no, we can't handle anymore. No, we can handle a whole lot more. Come on, get on the path. We challenge you with that today. Are you on it? Let's bow our heads.